with a smile and get you in the perfect vehicle that fits your lifestyle and budget. Plus, we will give you Sweet Granada treat for the ride home. Clint Boyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
KBOE live and local. Good morning on a Thursday. It is 8:22, sunshine and 71 degrees. And it's time for the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. The Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
This happened just the other day.
I'll be ready to go to lunch in just a minute. I'm on hold with my bank. We can go as soon as I get done.
If I need anything, I just text my credit union. It's so easy and it saves me time.
Wow, that'd be a lot better than being on hold forever.
I love my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. By the time she finished with the bank, we only had 30 minutes for lunch. Texting, easy, convenient, and only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
I'm Aaliyah from Waukene, Kansas, and I'm a business data analytics student at Emporia State University. In my major, I'm learning about big data and how to transform it into usable information. Thanks to ESU, I'll be able to get a great job when I graduate next year. Discover the School of Business at Emporia State, the School of Data-Driven Decisions, and apply today at emporia.edu/apply.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz with Emporia State University President Allison Garrett. President Garrett, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to talk to you.
It is great to have you here as always. Well, President Garrett, how's your summer going?
It's been a great summer, and I'm really looking forward to the fall.
I bet you are. In the fall semester, President Garrett, not that far away, is it?
Not that far away. We're working hard getting every square inch of campus ready for the return of students.
So do you feel that anticipation building? I know I've talked to a couple of students who can't wait to get back to not only on campus, but maybe a little more normalcy this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we sure hope it'll be that way. That's our expectation. We are excited about the fall.
Speaking of the fall, I know you and your administrative team are tracking the situation really not only regionally but nationally with COVID-19 and increased cases, specifically variant cases now being a major concern nationwide. Are you still on track right now to essentially have the campus open as normal with no pandemic protocols, or are you starting conversations now to maybe adjust at a moment's notice if the CDC basically makes that statement?
Well, obviously, if there is governmental guidance on particular things, we'll have to pay a lot of attention to that. But right now, we are in line with CDC. You know, if you've been vaccinated, we have no expectation that you're wearing a mask. Of course, you're free to do so if you're more comfortable that way. But for those who haven't been vaccinated, you know, clearly with the variant right now and other cases of COVID, this is, as you've heard people say, a pandemic of the unvaccinated. There are cases, obviously, where people who've been vaccinated get COVID, but they tend to be very, very mild cases. And so we are working hard to encourage any of our faculty, staff, and students who have not yet been vaccinated to go out there and get that Fauci ouchie.
All right, so we're with, on the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. The fall semester is not that far away, and President Garrett, we know that, you know, the classes for the most part, you know, subside during the summertime, but it sure appears that activities on campus are, so you're still pretty active.
Oh, we have all kinds of things going on campus right now. So, you know, we've had camps of various types all summer. We've continued to do black and gold and Hornet connections, and just lots of construction that's going on in various spots. So we're excited about fall semester and been working hard all summer long to get ready for it.
And I know one of those active places it really has been the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. There has been something, it seems like, going on there nonstop since the doors were opened to that outstanding facility. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning on the ESU Buzz by Dr. Brent Thomas, Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Dr. Thomas, good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for giving us your time. And Daphne Mays. Daphne is the Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. Daphne, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, Brent, let's start with you first. Speaking of activities, let's talk about the ESU Research Institute for Science and Math Teachers. This is something that Emporia State has been doing, and it is quite a program. Let's go into this about how you, team up with high school science and math teachers from across the state and exactly what goes on.
You bet. I'm very excited about this this new program. It's called the ESU Research Institute, and we sent out solicitation for proposals from high school science and math teachers from across the state of Kansas. And what we provided them with an opportunity to do was to come up with some kind of an idea for a research-based or project-based learning activity that they could take back to their classrooms. You know, one of the things that's in the Together Forward campaign and our strategic plan is our long tradition of providing our students with hands-on, applied learning, high-impact learning activities. And, I've always said that I've never met the person that decided to become a scientist because they did the right worksheet. And so this is kind of a way that we could take that philosophy and provide our high school STEM teachers, high school science and math teachers, an opportunity to bring those kinds of experiences into their classrooms and provide them a little help. So we just asked them to send in, any kind of an idea of a project they would like to do with their students. And this would be a whole classroom of students, not just one individual. And when they submitted those materials, we sent those out to our faculty in the physical sciences, biology, and our math department. And we found faculty mentors, people that are experts in those disciplines that felt like, hey, they could help them design this project for their classroom. And so those mentors then reached out to those faculty mentors reached out to the teachers that they were partnered with and began doing a lot of pre-planning before the Institute. And then on July 8th, was hosted at the new PayRock facility. We brought them all to campus, and they spent 3 days of kind of intensive collaboration time working with their faculty mentors to better really put the final touches on designing that project.
All right. Well, Daphne, let's talk about the project itself and kind of where things are going.
Yeah. So just a couple things. Like Dean Thomas mentioned, this is really a great opportunity for us over here at the PayRock to host this kind of event. And we had teachers that were working on a variety of topics, such as one that was focusing on food waste as a real world problem. And so he worked with actually a few different faculty mentors here on campus to come up with some ideas on how to get students involved in doing a food audit at their school, doing the research and figuring out how this challenge that's not only a challenge globally but locally where this teacher is from, identifying food waste as one of those problems. And so the students really are involved with the whole process of researching why that's a problem and figuring out a way to make those measurements and then actually carrying out that research there in their own schools. And then they'll be coming back in the spring and they'll be presenting the results of that project. And that's just one example of, the 11 different teachers that came here that they're going to be working on with their students and the students collecting that data and then coming back and being part of the whole research process.
Well, that's interesting. Brent, let's bring you back in here. Now, that sounds like a very good idea for the research to be brought back to Emporia State to see how things turned out. Will that be the case with all 11? Will they stay in touch with the mentor they had here at Emporia State and let them know how the project went?
Yes, that's the plan. These faculty mentors, you know, their role in this process did not end with the 3-day institute at the PAROC. They're going to continue mentoring and working with those teachers, you know, throughout the project. They're going to be available for any help, guidance, advice that the teachers might need. Some of our faculty mentors may be traveling to those high schools to lend a hand every now and again if that's helpful or needed. And then, of course, in the all of the teachers that were here at the Institute seemed very excited about the opportunity to bring their students back to Emporia State University in the spring after they've had a chance to do this classroom-based research and bring it back to our Research and Creativity Day that we hold every spring here on campus. Okay. For our own students, where they're presenting the work and the research that they've done across campus throughout the year. So they're going to be joining in with us and participating in that Research and Creativity Day. And I just can't wait to see them back on campus and hear about all of the great and interesting results that they've found. And I think it's the kind of thing that will hopefully stimulate some students to get really excited about the sciences and perhaps pursue a degree and a career in one of the scientific disciplines.
Yeah, and at Emporia State, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Now, Brandon, can we go back to the invitation process of this? When you send out the invites, have you targeted specific places or individuals, or is it kind of a blanket and people send in their request that way, and then you kind of weed through them and come up with where you want to go?
It was actually a blanket solicitation to any science and math teachers across the state of Kansas, and so we certainly put it out, you know, through social media and tried to. We got some help in advertising it with some of the K-12 science and math teaching organizations throughout the state, and of course our own. We at ESU we have a long history of preparing great teachers across the board, including in the sciences and mathematics, and so we certainly reached out to our alumni base of people who have been out in the field teaching for a while and made them aware of this opportunity as well.
So what was the response like?
Well, we ended up getting applications from across the state, as close by as Emporia High, and then as far away as Garden City, as well as, just a smattering of people from across the state, high schools including Derby High School, high schools in the Kansas City area, high schools in Chase County. So, we've got pretty good geographic distribution of applications among those 11 teachers that participated.
And what's some of the early feedback maybe that you've gotten here, Brent, about the camp and the campus and really the folks coming in specifically from outside the area and how being involved in this particular institute may be helping them out here as they continue?
You know, as I was able to interact with the teachers during their time here at the institute, what I heard from them was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement about going back to their classroom and rolling this project out for their students. And we brought in, these 11 teachers were just a pleasure to work with. They are truly fantastic, amazing teachers. They were just so excited about this opportunity. The faculty mentors were as well. They really enjoyed working with these great teachers. And it was fun to watch because enthusiasm is contagious. Watching these faculty mentors who are very passionate about what they do work with these wonderful high school teachers who are equally passionate about what they're doing, and see them collaborate on some of these really neat, interesting projects was just a truly rewarding experience for me personally to see.
Now, Brent, did you say off the top that the ESU research, this is new, the Institute is new?
Yes, it is the first year that we've done this sort of thing. And I think it's very timely. I think across the state, and certainly I think across the nation, there is a move for teachers to move to kind of a more of a project-based learning type of practice. And many times the teachers need some help with trying to make that happen. And so we were very fortunate in obtaining some private dollars to support this this institute and get it rolling.
You answered my next question. That's how that was paid for, and I can really see this gaining momentum down the road. I think this is something that you'll probably have a whirlwind of activity as far as responses go next year when this comes around again. And Daphne, before we depart here today, let's talk about some of the maybe some other outreach events that PayRocky have coming up.
Yeah. So I just want to first let people know that we have a variety of outreach events that we're kind of getting rolling here out at the PayRock. And what people can do to learn about those programs and register is they can go to the website www.esupayrock.com. And there they will be able to find the different types of activities that we have planned and to register and see the dates and times for those. And so last night we actually celebrated, this week is National Moss Week, and last night we hosted an event where people came and learned about moths, our nocturnal pollinators that are out there. And so we set up some sheets and we had a fun time looking and observing the different types of moth species that are found around here in this area near the PayRock. So it was a lot of fun. And next week we're going to be doing a program called The Micro World of King Lake. So if people are interested in what can be found in a single drop of water from our lake out here near the PayRock, they should feel free to check out that program. And we would really welcome people. You don't have to have any kind of background or experience working with a microscope. We certainly encourage anybody that's just interested in learning and joining us, and we'll walk you through all that.
And what about your Nature and Art for Kids activity?
Yeah, so we've got some nature art activities here, too. It's a great place to be able to host those kinds of events and reaching some of our younger community members here, too. And so we're going to be walking around Campus Woods and around King Lake and just sort of looking at, learning about, the natural resources that are right here, right outside the door, and then utilizing our incredible outreach classroom to do some hands-on projects and art projects and things like that. And so we'll be doing some rock painting and leaf imprinting and fish imprinting and just a variety of different fun activities for kids too.
Well, Brent, it certainly appears the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center has been a very busy place here the past couple of months.
It sure has. And, Dr. Mays has done a wonderful job in a very short amount of time to get that place up and running. You know, we just got our certificate of occupancy for the building in the middle of May and had a ribbon cutting shortly thereafter. So she has really built up a lot of steam in a short amount of time. And so my compliments to Dr. Mays on such a great job that she's doing over there.
And President Garrett's, boy, quite a gem now there with PayRock at ESU, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is a resource that is unique in Kansas, and we're very fortunate to have attracted Dr. Mays to help with all of the outreach activities, and just delighted that we're able to honor Dr. Carl Prophet with the facility as well.
Well, Daphne Mays, Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, thanks for your time this morning, Daphne.
Thank you so much.
Always good to talk to you. Dr. Brent Thomas, Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Brent, always a pleasure.
Same here. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being with us. Thanks for your time. President Garrett, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, thank you all so much. Have a great day.
Have a great day. That is the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett, brought to you by Emporia State University. Discover ESU, where learning comes to life, with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU. The educated choice, with two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning, it's 8:42.
There were 419,000 new unemployment claims filed last week, and ABC's Eric Katursky says that was not expected.
Economists had expected weekly jobless claims would hit a new pandemic low. The signs are still good for the labor market, since more people seem to be quitting than are being laid off as they seek higher paying jobs. But this is a concerning number, as COVID-19 cases rise across the country and potentially threaten economic progress.
And health officials and elected leaders are urging more people to get vaccinated.